Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you and praise the Lord for being here on Stars of Heaven Network with yours truly, Lisa Marie, founder and president of Bride of Christ Women's Ministries. And I'm here on Terrific Tuesday with you, and I'm so glad that you'll join me for the 9th year anniversary closing ceremonies of Bride of Christ Women's Ministries. I tell you what a blessing this celebration has been, and I was led on today to bring it to a close. And today is my the benediction of the 9th year anniversary celebration. I tell you, it's been a blessing being here with you. It's been a blessing bringing the word of the Lord to you, and I'm not going to really preach anything. I just wanted to bring the salutation and the benediction for this celebration of the homecoming king. And I tell you, it has really been a celebration of my holy convocation, amen, of the dress rehearsals, the instructions that the Lord has given me for this 9th year. And well, I'm trying to get emotional because it's meant so much to me. Just really seeing what the Lord has done and where He's brought me from, in establishing and birthing the Bride of Christ Women's Ministries, which is a love offering. When I started Bride of Christ Women's Ministries, it was a thank you to the Lord. It was simply a offering to minister His word, amen, and to anyone who would listen, amen. He that had an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and those who would receive my testimony that the Lord has given me, that I've gotten by way of my faith walk as a result of my commission. And I tell you, the Lord, it just took it, that offering, my willingness, my obedience to fulfill the Great Commission and be His disciple. What marvelous things that has come from that simple love, amen, that simple offering. And I'm so glad that you are here today to be part of the benediction. And the last time I left off with you, I kind of let the time expire and I did the time run out. But in the last broadcast, I was mentioning to you about the inner sanctum. And I tell you, one of the blessings about this offering is that how the Lord moved. Amen. Each morning, each day was a challenge for me to wake up. And not just a challenge, but it was exciting to hear what he had to say, because he was saying something new every day in this celebration, this anniversary. And it really, really, really taught me, it was teaching me how to respond to him, how to respond to Holy Spirit in a new way. And I tell you, when you've been saved a long time and you have come to know the Holy Spirit at certain junctions and stations in your life by your relationship, sometimes you can get stuck in a certain place. And I tell you, it is so important to keep moving by the Spirit. Amen. And I'm not going to be technical or try to be preachy. I just want to be real with you and just share some things with you that I really, really have been blessed by this celebration. Amen. And how the Lord just really just reintroducing himself to me. I'm learning more about him. And that's just not by myself. It's also by fellowship. Amen. And I can't stress the importance of fellowship, coming together, breaking bread with one another. Amen. Communion with each other, partaking of his body and his blood, and through fellowship with other saints. And I tell you, I have shared with you so much about my journey and, you know, embracing the Catholic faith and how the things that I have learned and the anointing that's upon my life, how I've been able to hold on to that as well. Amen. So my life has really been a really blessed and really a spiritual adventure, as well as awakenings to the new thing that God is doing. And the blessed part about that is that he's the one that's doing the work. Amen. He's the one that's plowing my field. He's the one that is the author and finisher of my faith, of your faith. Amen. And it's the word of God said, he that began a work in you will also finish it. Amen. He will finish the work that he started in us. Amen. And so I'm here as his minister, his handmaiden, as a ministry gifting to you, to share with you and to help you ascend, amen, to your high places, to the throne of God, and to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, and most importantly, in your faith, because it's more precious than silver and gold. And on today, I'm coming to you from the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, and I'm so excited to do so because the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast was divinely given to me during this time, as the children were going back to school. He gave it to me as an intercessor, amen, to be an intercessory piece as they begin to go back to school, how we are to pray for them and how we're to pray for those who are head of households. And I tell you, the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, as well as Children's Bread Ministry, is very special to me because I found it and birthed Brides of Christ, the Children's Bread Ministry, from the place of being a single mother. I often share my testimony on how I was a single mom. I raised my two children as a single mother in this beautiful city of Chicago, and didn't always live in the best neighborhoods, but this birthing came from that place and understanding the plight of our children and of single mothers who are raising their children, and how is my in my heart, and as well as birthing this ministry to help women, single women, as well as men, because you have some single men who are raising their sons and their daughters, and even grandchildren. Some grandparents are raising their children, grandchildren. How to first and foremost understand your positioning, understanding your positioning, amen, and being in right standing with God, and understanding the charge that we have to pray over their life, the charge that we have to give them to the Lord, amen. And the birthing of the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast was founded upon the Mark, the 7th chapter, and how deliverance is so important to this generation, this next generation, our generation, and how the mothers of Zion, the fathers of Zion, the mothers and fathers of the kingdom of heaven have that charge to make sure that we are interceding for them, amen, and how important it is for me and how important this 9th year anniversary was for me, seeing that 9 represents birthing, that I stay in the flow of the Holy Spirit, amen, and get an understanding of what he's saying to them, amen, not to pass down my tradition, my knowledge of what I know about the Lord in my life, unless it's based on his testimony, unless it's based on the word that I'm imparting to my children. Because we have to really prepare them for this new civilization, amen, this new world they're living in, amen. And it's important for us to prepare them biblically, amen. And the best way to do that is by how we live and by our testimony. And that doesn't mean that we're perfect, that we always get it right, amen. But it does speak to God justifying us, covering us, amen. And I'm excited about that, amen. I'm really excited about the new wind, the breath of the Lord that he's breathing on the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, and even the things that I am preparing to do, even the more, even in whatever the Lord gives my hands to do in reaching children, amen, because they're so precious, amen. And I tell you, as this declaration declares of the homecoming king, it starts at home, amen. Jesus said that, that we're to go and preach all the gospel, Jerusalem, Judea, into the uttermost parts of the world, amen. And unfortunately, as Jesus said also, that many of your foes will be of your own household, amen. And he said, I came not to bring peace but the sword. Amen. That doesn't mean that we purposely bring division and we're petty and we have these little idiosyncrasies and things that will cause us to be individual with each other. No. That division, he was saying, is to cut asunder those things that will keep us to being joined with the Father, amen, through him by what he did, amen. And so it's with that newness of spirit, is that with that zeal that I come to you on today in this benediction as I bring to close the 9th anniversary with that declaration, amen, that decree. And then I even speak it over you even now in Jesus' name, amen. And Mark the 7th chapter, when he gave me this scripture about the Syrophoenician woman who came to him and wanted her daughter to be healed, how he told her that it was not meet to give the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. Amen. And that was something that was really a bold statement he made, and one would even look at it as an insult. But she agreed. Amen. But she said that even a dog, that's how he was describing her, eat the crumbs from under the table, the crumbs of the children, amen, from the table, amen. And I tell you, God has given us much more than crumbs. He's given us manna, amen. That's why he said, one of the prophets said, eat the whole roll, amen. Delivers the children's bread, and that's one of the things that I have declared in birthing the Children's Bread Ministry, is that their bread, their staple, is the Word of God. Amen. Their bread, their meat, should be to do the will of the Father. Amen. And that's embracing whatever it is they choose to do in this life. Amen. For its vacation, whether they have their own business, let they should know that the Lord is with them. Amen. And most importantly, that they need to be properly equipped. Amen. Understanding how to pray. Amen. How to pray unto the Father. Introducing them to Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Understanding their personality. Allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us on how to speak to them, how to talk to them, how to engage them. Amen. And I tell you, I'm so excited about that revelation, and even what I do to my own grandchildren, how God gives me insight to who they are and their personalities and how to talk to them, amen, and using wisdom, amen, even in discipline. It's always good to teach our children by way of grace, amen. And that example should be according to how Father God deals with us, amen, with all of us, because we're all his children, amen. We are the sheep of his pasture, those who call upon him and those who have received him as Lord and Savior. And in Mark the 7th chapter, she acknowledged that she was as the Lord described her. And the thing that I so love about this foundational scripture, in this woman receiving what she asked for her daughter, because remember, she came to him on behalf of her daughter, is that it was granted, and it was granted because of what? Faith. Amen. She had faith to press into him. She had faith to come to him, even though she knew she was in part. He didn't come for her. Her faith made her whole. Her faith made her daughter whole. Excuse me, made her daughter whole. And so that speaks to the power of intercession. We have the power to intercede for our children. We have the power to intercede for all generations, and our word, our decree, our heavenly position on earth and as it is in heaven, our seat, amen, our standing by faith, God will honor that, amen. So I bless and praise God that he's putting a fresh wind on and a fresh anointing on the Children's Bread Ministry, and even at this time, as I am beginning to pray and fast for all children who are going back to school this school year, amen. I'm also praying for the school system, praying for the systems and the government, and that the funds will be made available, amen, and that they will go back to school and they will have everything that they need, amen. And that God would move on behalf of the children, amen, so that their education would not be interrupted, amen. Those who need the public school system, amen, and who chooses to have their children go to public school. And I tell you, I'm going to share more a little bit more in the broadcast about the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, but I want to just get to some things that I have been learning. I have personally been learning, and what I've been taking away and has been imparted to me as I continue to grow, amen, because you never stop growing, amen, or at least you shouldn't stop growing and learning as you get older. And I've been experiencing some serious growing pains, amen, of self-discovery, amen. I'm 50 years of age, and I tell you, never stop growing, and I'm learning more about myself, amen, and things that could be a thorn in my own flesh, amen, and learning more about human relations, and just learning how to navigate, amen, the reins, through the terrains of this new civilization, because it's here. Amen. The new heavens and the new earth are happening now, and either you are part of what the Lord is doing or you're not. Amen. Either you're bringing about, helping bring about that change, which is peace on earth, goodwill to men. Amen. Or we're not, amen. And I'm so blessed to know what my part is, amen, and how the Lord saved me and gave me the choice of choosing him, amen. And that choice of me choosing him as my Lord and Savior, now at my age, I truly understand why he chose me, amen, to love him, amen. And that's what the word of God says. We have not chosen him, but he has chosen us, amen, that we were the least of the least, amen, and that's not a put down, amen. I'm worthy of all that God has promised to me by his grace, amen, because it's not by my flesh, amen, of the old nature, of my goodness, of my works, but it's by him, amen. And so I'm really just humbled at everything that I've been learning through this celebration. Now, one of the things that I really am walking away with is what the Lord gave me about the numeric meaning of this celebration. I established Brides of Christ Women's Ministries in 2009. This is the 9th year anniversary. And 9 and 9 equals what? 18. And so when he gave me that, he said, you are actually birthing in the new year, amen, according to the Gregorian calendar. And I was really excited about that. So he's already talking to me about some things or showed me some things regarding 2018. And I just wanted to share that with you, that 9 plus 9 is 18, and how he gave me that correlation and that revelation of how those two numbers come together, which speaks of 18. Now, one of the other things that I want to do before I get back into the before I get back into speaking on Church's Bread Ministry broadcast ministry is speak more of the Holy Convocations, because again, these were my dress rehearsals, and as I was sharing with you a little bit earlier about me getting to know him in a new way, when he nudges me, when he touches me, when he brings things to my attention, how I acknowledge those things, and that those practices makes perfection, amen, and that perfection is by what? Correction, amen, by correction, and that's the blessed part about being a disciple, about being a son, being a daughter, is that his chastisement, his instruction to us is to perfect that which concerned him. Amen. He said he would perfect the work of our hands, of his hands. Amen. And as he spoke to me regarding this benediction, he said that this is the seal of the celebration. Amen. When he gave me this broadcast, he said, my seal of your anniversary celebration is that I have loved thee. Amen. I have loved thee. And I'm speaking that and I'm declaring that to you. He has loved you. And he's given me Revelation, the 3rd chapter, the 8th through the 10th verse. Because he said, and me declaring that to you, he said it was something that he spoke. When he spoke it was like it launched me. It gave me understanding on why these convocations were important. And he said, it's for the new dominion. Amen. It's for you to learn how and know how to take the new reins, amen, that I'm giving you, amen. And that is by appointments. That's by overcoming. It's by addressing and responding to things that I face, amen, that we face in our daily lives, amen. The only thing that he has us to he's assigned us to. And when he gave me, because I have loved thee, am I showing all you all these things? He says, because I know thy works. Amen. He said, I know thy works. He said, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. He said, for thou hast little strength, and hast kept the word, and kept my word, and hast not denied my name. He says, behold, again, I will make them of the synagogues of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. He says, behold, again, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Glory be to God. Amen. And so he said to me that this was the crowning, hallelujah, of the genesis of this new year for me. Amen. And I tell you, one of the things that I so love about the Lord when he brings elevation and promotion, and when he speaks of crowning, when the Lord crowns us, amen, that is first done in heaven. And it's really important for you to understand that whatever position you've been given, what new assignment you've been given, whatever favor God has given you, amen, that crowning is and it represents the beginning of your reign, or that crowning is represented by the conquering of a thing. Amen. So crowning is very important, and that's why I gave you the declaration of this celebration, the homecoming king, is because he's been crowned. Amen. Jesus was Lord at his birth. Amen. He was Lord at his birth. And so when he was born, he was already predestined to reign. It was prophesied that he would reign. And so the importance of this new dominion, because of the new Americans, because of the new dispensation of grace, because of the new worlds, because of the new civilization that's coming forth, it's really important to know that you're going to have to be anointed, amen, to govern, amen, and that which the Lord has given you, amen. And that's why it's so important to make sure that the Lord puts you in a place, amen, that you really are put there by God, either by anointment, by being anointed, or his appointment, or according to his purpose, amen. Really doesn't matter. God's going to get his will done, amen. I'd rather be anointed and appointed than to be used for a purpose, amen. Pharaoh was used for his purpose, amen. And didn't matter what his position was. God used Moses, amen, who was his anointed to bring to naught those things that are. Amen. And that's kind of touching on next month's offering. I'm going to say that for that. But basically, that's what Revelation is saying. Revelation 3 is saying those who say they are the synagogues of Satan and say they are Jews and are not and do lie. He said, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. Amen. And so if that's to be, and it is, that means we have to do what? Sit at his feet. Amen. Be at his side. Amen. So he said, behold, sit down here on my right side while I make your enemies your footstool. Amen. And he said, I'll make it. You don't have to try to do anything to make that happen. I'll do it. And again, that's the difference between someone who's anointed and appointed and someone who's not. Amen. And I'm excited about this new dominion that he spoke to me about, because the Lord doesn't anoint immature people. Amen. Word of God said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod will drive it out. Amen. And the sad thing about people who receive favor or put in positions that shouldn't be there is that they're not properly equipped, trained to do so. Amen. And when that happens, they have to look to all different type of ways to try to manage or keep the seat. And that's dangerous, because who you take counsel from is depends on the outcome of the environment, the atmosphere. Amen. And so I really don't believe in that, you know, favor ain't fair. You know, I believe it is fair if it was anointed and appointed for you to be there, amen, to receive it, amen. As the Word of God says, favor is deceit and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Hallelujah, amen. So we have to be careful about the favor that we receive and make sure that it's not deceitful, amen. The Word of God says, the Book of Proverbs says, the kisses of an enemy are sweet. Amen. But we must know that the favor of the Lord brings peace and righteousness. And that's one thing that I love about when a person is being crowned. Amen. When God has you've been tried in the fire. Amen. And what the enemy meant for evil, God turns for good. That even when you come out of it. Amen. You won't even smell like smoke. Amen. And what will be the end result of you being crowned, amen, is what's left, amen, which is righteousness and justice, amen, righteousness and justice, amen. And the Word of God said, you know a tree by the fruit it bear, amen. And that's why the Word of God says that we're to know them by their what? Fruit, amen. And so I'm just so excited to have been here with you with this broadcast and with this 9th year anniversary celebration. And I want to quickly, before the broadcast expires, just share some things that I have written down in my notes that I want you to walk away with, go away with. And that's just quickly a review of everything that I've covered in this anniversary celebration. Amen. And I'm going to quickly go to the July 15th post, because a lot of things that I wanted to come on the air and speak, I had to put it on Facebook. Amen. On my Facebook, my Twitter feed, because, again, I didn't know what he was going to say. Amen. I just had to trust whatever he wanted me to speak, that he gave it to me. And I just want to just quickly review and rehearse with you some of the things that he spoke. Amen. You can always go back to my Facebook and my Twitter feed to look at it. But I just wrote down the ones that were really, really important that I wanted you to leave you with. Again, that July 15th post, where it was the intermission. I did a BOC intermission, and I felt it was important to stop and give you and share with you what the Lord was saying to me at that time. And the purpose of that intermission was for the purpose of remembering what he said. Amen. And as Apostle Paul wrote often to the churches and to the churches, he said, I write to put you in remembrance. Amen. And that remembrance is based upon what's in our womb. Amen. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And so that's why it's so important to make sure we keep our heart pure, keep our spirit pure, our spiritual womb pure, so that word can come up. Amen. Don't have it choked up by the cares of the world or by grief or by sorrow. So July 15th was about remembrance as well as rehearsal. Amen. Remembering and rehearsing your former victories. Amen. And this is what this anniversary did for me. I remember a lot of the victories God gave me in the past, as David did. Amen. To get up his courage. Amen. To build his faith, to buoy his faith. Amen. When he had to slay Goliath, he remembered his former victories. Amen. And so this is what this has meant to me. It was the Lord was taking me through the things that he's brought me through. Amen. And how he brought me through. And that birthed my testimony. Amen. Of the things that he has done. Another one is July 9th post, and that was one where it was important for us to recognize and know the good men, amen? The Lord is the good shepherd, amen? And that posting was for you to understand how to see the Lord in a new way, amen? And what I was reminded of what Jesus said when he was resurrected and he appeared to Thomas. And he said, be not afraid. Be not afraid, for it is I. And that's what I'm declaring to you today. The Lord is going to give you divine visitation. He's going to come to you in a new way. And you have to really be able to identify if it's the Lord. He's come through people. I'm reminded of when he appeared to Mary, and she perceives him to be the gardener. Amen. The Lord can come through however he wants to come through, but you have to really recognize him. Amen. And one thing that will hinder that is if you're stuck in tradition, tradition of man. Amen. Or you're receiving the testimony of the word of somebody who's not in right standing with God, amen, through false prophets, amen, people who operate out of their gifts of the Spirit, and it's tainted, amen. It's what God says gifts and callings are without repentance, amen. And so I really want you to be able to receive this new thing God is doing by the Spirit and really make sure that you're not being hindered and that you're not dealing with people who will block your way to God, amen. They will block your way to what? The holies of holies. And that leads me to the last broadcast where I spoke about the intersanctum, the priestly anointing, which speaks to his holiness. Amen. And that's the one thing the Lord was dealing with about in this celebration, this anniversary, was about his holiness and my holiness. Amen. He said, "Be holy, for I am holy." Amen. And our godliness. Amen. And the Word of God says that we can live godly in this present world. Amen. And so as he said, that evil communication corrupts good manners. Amen. And so we want to make sure that our communication is not corrupt, because it will corrupt our manners. Amen. The inter sanctum also brought the word of the Lord about the chamber of commerce. Wow. The chamber of commerce. That was the post that I posted on the 20th and the 21st. And as I was praying and pressing into the holies of holies, to the secret place, that's what he gave me. And that posting spoke to our harvest. That directly spoke to our birthright. And I'm still praying and receiving a lot about that, because in this 9th year, still some stuff I'm due. Amen. I'm still believing God to manifest. And in that posting, he said that he will give you your point person, amen, who knows and have the keys to help you unlock your inheritance, the hidden treasures, amen. And I'm going to revisit that posting, and I'm going to share more about that, because what many people don't know is that I have an anointing for wealth. I really do. I understand numbers, and I know that seems like, why you don't have this and why don't you have that? And what people don't understand about when God anoints you is not always about what you can see, amen, and what is manifested in the flesh or in the natural for us material things. I understand finances and money. I do understand and understand how to use it. Amen. The purpose of it. Amen. That's why the devil fights me so hard on that. Amen. Because he knows that wealth in the right hands with his people, how that can be very detrimental to his kingdom. Amen. But nonetheless, as believers, our life is about the true riches, the great for a great price. And yes, it takes finances. Yes, it takes money to do the things that we want to do to establish you here on earth. But it's really important for you to know that the kingdom of heaven is not of this world. Amen. I decree and declare things in the spirit. The worlds that I've framed, the worlds that are existing now in the universe, is because I brought it into existence, because of my faith. Amen. And certainly there is more to come, because Jesus said, greater work shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Amen. But I just wanted to elaborate quickly on the July 20th and 21st post and the scripture that I gave you about the chambers and those God who had given to and were appointed to be over the chambers of the treasuries. And I gave you scriptures regarding that, those patterns. Amen. And again, that's why Jesus was so angry, because it was those who was supposed to make it in the house of prayer, how they turned into the den of thieves. Amen. How he overturned the money changers. Amen. So I just wanted to say that. And I didn't say that to be boasters or braggadocious or anything like that. And I don't speak a lot on money and finances, because that's something that's yet to be revealed that he has in store for me, and part of my ministry, that when I start teaching on that and demonstrating that, I want to have that as a manifestation on what I have built, amen, here in the earth realm. So I hope you will pray with me and pray for me that will definitely be one thing that God will speed up and hasten, amen. And I'm even praying about my point person, amen, and people, amen, because our heritage is among those that are sanctified, amen. Your inheritance is among those that are sanctified, amen. And who he uses, amen, to get you to that place is up to him. Amen. Okay, another thing I want to share with you is, let me see, a few more things here before. Well, this seems to be just about it, amen, for what I have in my notes. So I'm just going to leave you with this blessing, and to remember that the times and seasons of God of your life is in his hands. Amen. One day is as a thousand as one day. Amen. Stay in the timing of God. Amen. Continue to seek the Lord with all your heart. You shall find him. Amen. I pray that you will hunger and thirst after righteousness that you may be filled. I pray that all of those who are listening, if you have children, grandchildren, that God will put a special anointing upon your household, upon you. He will keep your children as you go to and fro from school. I definitely will be coming back before school year starts and pray a special prayer and release whatever the Lord has given me to release. But I'm releasing this now to you, that the Lord is covering your children, covering you for the school year. The angels of the Lord have already gone before you to give them safe passage. God bless all those who volunteer their time to give safe passage, even as the winter months are coming. Bless and praise God for each and every one of us who has the role in bringing forth and blessing this next generation. Amen. And as Psalm 120 says, that they are arrows, amen, in the hand of the Lord, amen, and that blessed the man whose quiver is full of them, amen. We have nations in our womb, amen. So let's not take lightly our role, amen, as mothers, as fathers, as spiritual mothers, spiritual fathers, amen. And it's really, really my prayer that you would experience the Lord in a new way on today. So I thank you and I praise God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me in the 9th year anniversary celebration of Brothers of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you, home, home, charity begins at home. Then it's spread abroad. I pray also that God will bless governments, the President of the United States, his office, that God will just do a new thing. Thank you for the new thing that you're doing, God, and that we all have our role in seeing that where we live, amen, glorify God, amen, and speaks to his glory, his honor, and his praise. The Lord Jesus Christ. Love you. Peace and blessings. And as always, I'll upload this to my Facebook, my Twitter feed. And I will speak with you soon. Look forward to bringing to you the August offering. I've kind of given you a sneak peek of it on my Facebook and my Twitter feed. Love you. God bless.